So did you hear that they're developing a Forrest Gump sequel?
I have now. What? How?
Here, just take a gander at that. It's called Forrest Gump 2, Shrimpin' Ain't Easy. And the tagline is, the only ones running are the bad guys. So what if Forrest Gump became a hitman, I guess, or some kind of...
Somebody kidnaps Haley Joel Osment.
Mm-hmm.
I have a very particular set of skills. Mainly running and shrimping.
You mess with me, you never know what you're going to get.
Why is that not the tagline?
I know, I was trying to think of like the trailer, like, this summer, you never know what you're going to get when Forrest Gump comes running back.
It's just like a Taken Forrest Gump crossover.
Yeah.
Forrest Gump and Brian?
He's in the shrimp business. He's running the shrimp mafia. And he's the shrimp lord.
Now I just want a whole spinoff series about the shrimp mafia.
We need a legacy sequel. With Haley Joel
Starring Os- Colin Hanks.
Colin Hanks. Haley Joel Osment grows up to be Colin Hanks.
Wow, this one actually really looks like Forrest Gump.
Oh, God. That was better than I thought it would be. I don't know how much more we can take from that. Maybe he's just, you
know... Do you think the spirit of Bubba is offering him guidance throughout?
I think so. Yeah, absolutely. We get a lot of flashbacks with Bubba, but also, like, Bubba's ghost mm-hmm. is there to guide him.
Oh, yes. The oh.
Each episode, or, like, not each episode. It's not a series yet, but... You know, every time he shows up, he just has another random fact about shrimp for Forrest. Thank you, Bubba. Do you want to stay a little bit longer so we can talk?
Forrest, I found a new recipe in heaven.
Lieutenant Dan. Oh, yes. Lieutenant Dan is still his first mate.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Maybe Lieutenant Dan gets killed and he's having to avenge.
Maybe that's the whole thing is, yeah.
I mean, shrimp crime.
Lieutenant Dan's basically the only person he knows who's still alive.
Yeah.
By the end of the film.
Really? I mean, yeah, there really is all that's left.
You know, I said that, and then I started thinking about it, and I was like, no, but really, almost everyone in that movie dies.
Yeah.
Jeez, what a downer.
It is a downer.
Man. Can't, there's some things you can't run from.
Me. Dude, 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 dude.
We should probably just do the episode.
Let's get started.
Woo! And welcome to Alderaan Places.
Hello, folks. We got another one for you.
We are back in the studio. The yeah. saddle, if you will.
Last week's episode was... 24, episode 24. You know what's cooler than 24? 25.
all right.
Yeah, I had obligatory SpongeBob 25 reference in the outline here, so I just had to cross that off the list.
That's what that meant.
Yeah. Yeah, and speaking of episodes, check out our last episode, if you will.
Oh, yes, it was a lot of fun.
I called it Brendan Fraser is the Center of the Universe, and then I realized once I was re-listening to the episode, I'll get on to that in a second, that I accidentally, felt I should have said, Brendan Fraser is the center of the earth. That was quote.
Oh, that's the movie.
Yeah, right. So, I think it still applies.
I mean, it's still accurate. Now it's, it is. Now it's just not a movie reference. It's just a true fact.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. So get on that. Get on that bandwagon while the Renaissance is in full swing mm-hmm. so you can understand what all the fuss is about.
I can't
about.
Wait till we start holding Renaissance festivals.
I know.
Everyone dresses up as their favorite Renaissance character.
Brendan Con. I don't know. Fraser Con? Fraser Con. Might accidentally get confused with Fraser.
I mean, I am here for a cross it. Why not? It's just a Fraser Con. It's just all Frasers. Like any.
We welcome all Frasers.
You can dress up like Joe Fraser, the boxer.
Yeah.
Like Brendan Fraser, Fraser Crane. Have we spent any time talking about the Fraser legacy sequel?
Not yet.
It's not even a legacy sequel. I think it's just a sequel, right?
Just a
like
sequel.
A continuation.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't they calling it Frasers?
Frasers.
Which implies that there is now more than one Frasier.
There's a multiverse of Frasers.
Oh my god, into the Frasierverse?
Yes! That's it! That changes the whole plan for the episode.
Or Strangerverse of Madness. Frasierverse
of madness.
I can't talk.
Oh, I love it. That's a topic for another episode for sure. Cold open.
Gonna put that on the back burner.
Most definitely.
Anytime I can't think of something to say from now, I'm just gonna be like, so into the Frasierverse.
Now it's about time of the episode where we diss Steven. It's the welcome part of the episode, so we gotta diss him. I actually saw Steven recently. We got in the car to drive to Lufkin, and he was like, hey, let me just put something on. He puts on last week's episode.
And you're like, oh, man.
I'm like, oh, thank you. It wasn't to enjoy the episode. It was to actually just give me notes about my performance. It was a performance review. Steven is our boss now. It was a performance review. And the first thing he said, hey, before we start this, just listen to your voice. I was like, okay.
All right.
He was like, you ever notice that your voice is much higher pitched now than it was, like, I don't know, 2 or 3 years ago? I was like, why are you telling me this?
What do you mean?
So then he decides to just pick, or he picks a random episode, and he's like, just listen to your voice. Listen to it. I'm like, oh my god. And yes, my voice was lower, and now I'm self-conscious. I'm surprised I haven't been talking in a much lower register.
Hey guys.
For this episode.
It's me.
I'm committing now. Lower register from here on out.
Oh yeah, totally. This is our deep voice episode.
Oh yeah. It's all coming together.
My voice has gotten higher pitched, too, and I blame John Mulaney.
It is, yeah. You're evolving more and more into John Mulaney.
It's been unintentional. It's not on purpose.
Yeah, that's what we're actually using as leverage to help us get more recognized with listeners is, hey, did you know John Mulaney has a podcast? And some guy who can't decide if he has a high or low-pitched voice. And then one other thing that he decided to bash me on. He was like, Taz goes into these elaborate explanations, goes on and on, so creative, and all you say is, yeah. You don't have anything else to say? I'm like, I agree with him. He's like, all right, let's just enjoy the episode. But then he was also just mad still about the bat dick thing. So, but he loved the ending of the episode where you were like, fuck you, Steven. Just kidding.
You know I love you.
Yeah. We do, Steven, but you know.
It reminds me of that, thinking about it in retrospect, it reminds me of that moment at the end of Killshot, you know, the Eminem song.
Yeah.
After he calls out Diddy, and then he's like, oh, I'm just kidding, Diddy, you know I love you.
We've gotten the dissing out of the way, so let's go ahead and get our Star Wars fact out of the way.
Oh, yeah. So we are a Star Wars podcast.
We are a Star Wars podcast.
Obviously.
Steven's trying to recruit other people against us. He's already got one. So let's keep our hopes alive here. We are a Star Wars podcast. Don't let Steven fool you. Yoda's original name was Buffy. In the original script, he was referred to as Minch Yoda before it was shortened to Buffy because it was a bit easier.
Buffy?
Yeah.
Huh.
Minch Yoda, though, that is...
Was, like, Minch his title?
It sounds very Jewish. Luke, Bobby, come here. Come to Minch Yoda. I want to teach you about the Force.
It does have that vibe. It feels offensive to a culture that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Which, honestly, does. Is a lot of Star Wars.
Yeah, it is.
There's a lot of Star Wars that I'm like, I don't know, like, the racial undertones of this universe, but I feel like a lot of this, kind of racist.
Just a little bit. I mean...
The entire treatment of Chewbacca.
Yes, I almost use a Chewbacca fact for this. I'm going to save it because we need all the facts we can get.
I mean, I have a minor Chewbacca fact in that I have a tin lunchbox of Chewbacca's face that sits up in our window.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized recently while I was looking in from outside that the backside of it now has become like bleach blonde Chewbacca.
Oh, nice.
The sun has bleached it out, except for just like the tips around his shoulders that are still dark. So, it looks like he's got, like, brown tips on, like, blonde hair.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's kind of a cool look for him, honestly.
I like that. When Chewbacca goes through his midlife crisis. And
does like the Guy Fieri.
Oh yes, I love that.
Flavortown.
Flavortown.
Oh, that's wonderful. All right, well, we got our Star Wars fact out of the way, and we're still a Star Wars podcast.
I feel like we need to just work out a tagline about Star Wars,
mm-hmm.
or not about Star Wars, to like cover this. So when people are like, you know, like, well, you're not a Star Wars podcast, we're like, we are. It's in our tagline. We've got time to spitball it, but just something, I don't know, along the lines of a Star Wars podcast where if you want Star Wars stuff, you're looking in Alderaan places. Uh-huh. A shorter, a more concise version of this, something along those lines.
If you're looking for nonsense, come this way. But if you're looking for Star Wars, you're in Alderaan places. I don't know.
Yeah, welcome to Alderaan places, where if you're looking for Star Wars facts, or if you're looking for Star Wars, if you're looking for a Star Wars podcast, you've come to Alderaan places.
I like that. That's it. All right. Well, thank you.
You got it. Thank you, Steven.
Thank you, Steven. Haters make me famous. That awful tag that was on t-shirts for a while. Gotta love it.
Haters gonna hate.
Haters gonna hate. Steven's gonna hate. Always.
Mater's gonna mate. I think that was the tagline of Cars 2.
Mater's gonna mate. Oh my god.
So what is our main topic today?
Well, okay, I'm glad you asked, because I feel like we would be off the walls if we didn't talk about this, because it just hit the internet this week and is making quite the ruckus, and that's Spider-Man No Way Home.
Oh, yes.
The long-awaited teaser. One catch, though, we can't actually talk about what we saw in the teaser, because some of our listeners don't want to know. So we just...
Well,
needless to say, I think
and
you're
as,
okay.
Because, as you and I both know, that trailer was bullshit anyway.
Yeah, it wasn't even real.
Like, yeah, it was a fake trailer, totally done, deep fake CGI.
Yeah.
Fully, 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Just to throw people off the scent. They're tired of, like, leaks happening, you know?
Right, exactly.
And, you know, they can't... And, you know, comic book, like, people, they've got a history of this kind of thing. Something leaks, something, you know, a spoiler gets out, they just change it willy-nilly.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's a whole history of it.
Yeah.
So we know this, you know this, we know that this is a bait and switch.
We're doing you a favor by letting you know this. So mm-hmm. we're just
do
gonna,
not trust that trailer.
We're just gonna, you know, I mean, you may still not want to know, but
we're gonna tell you about the real trailer.
We're gonna
though.
Talk about the real stuff, okay? Because we have seen it,
obviously.
All right,
on the deep dark web.
Yeah. So okay, imagine that. Well, not imagine, but
all the people. All the Spider-Men living for today.
All the Spider-Men living for today.
I mean,
living for this trailer.
Mm-hmm.
So, what we saw, okay. Tom Holland's Spider-Man ends up on another Earth. Shocker.
Mm-hmm. Obviously.
Where he's being constantly harassed for rent. And it's exactly who you think.
Spider-Man's real nemesis.
Yes. And I've forgotten his name.
Mr. Landlord.
Mr. Landlord. That is his name. Thank you. How could I forget? Mr. Landlord is...
Sounds like the worst supervillain ever, but really the most frightening.
Well, then
and the most frustrating to deal with.
Yeah. It's competition with Big Wheel, another Spider-Man villain. But yeah, so apart from that, he's trying to survive the clutches of the treacherous, somewhat Sinister mm-hmm. Six, which consists of J. Jonah Jameson's son, the astronaut.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The pizza place manager, Mr. Aziz.
Yes.
Flash Thompson.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Joe Manganiello, I think is his name. And then literally just any of the characters that Bruce Campbell played.
Just any of them.
All of them, honestly.
And Bonesaw.
And Bonesaw. Exactly.
I knew it. If we're talking about Spider-Man, we're going to talk about Bonesaw.
Well, you know me. I'm a big sucker for Randy Savage.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Bonesaw's back for revenge, Spider-Man.
And then none other than Tobey Maguire Spider-Man. But it's not even like emo symbiote Spider-Man. It's just an evil Spider-Man. It's just like evil Spidey.
Okay.
So.
I mean, personally, I think I want to see emo Spidey.
Okay.
Not necessarily symbiote Spidey, but I want the hair and I want the like dancing.
The pizza time.
Us recreating the dance on... In an audio format
does no justice.
Yeah. Do you remember that clip of, like, the realistic audio of that?
I love it. I think it's people, like, women are walking by and they're like, ew. Like, you can hear them saying, like, oh my god.
It's, oh, ew. Do you know the voice of, side fact about Spider-Man, the voice of Spider-Man in the 90s cartoon was also the voice of Prince Eric in The Little Mermaid?
Dang. They just really, they got him for both.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. Was it Prince Eric? It might have been Aladdin. No. No, it was Eric, yes. Prince Eric,
that,
for sure.
That sounds right. In my head, I'm trying to listen to them. I'm trying to imagine their voices.
Yeah, just a fun fact. The guy who was the singing voice of Aladdin was also the singing voice of the character of Jonathan on Buffy the Vampire Slayer in just one random episode.
The more you know.
I'm full of stupid information.
That was helpful to me, because I didn't know that.
What all Spider-Men are in this? I'm trying to remember. Because, you know, we got a lot of them thrown at us.
Definitely, like, the...
Tobey Maguire, obviously.
Tobey Maguire. The 60s animated Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah, with, like, the webs under his, like, his webbing armpit hair.
Yeah, and then, like, the classic meme, you know, that one from the... Yeah.
But I love the scene where they, like, recreate that with all the... like, with him and Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield and Tom Holland.
Uh-huh.
And they're all just like, what? Who? Huh? He?
Even
huh?
The 90s? Ooh, the 90s Spider-Man is there.
Mm-hmm.
And for some
Once
reason,
again, voiced by Prince Eric.
Yeah. Prince Eric
Bring
might
him
actually
back.
Be there with him. Or he takes off the mask and it's just Prince Eric as Spider-Man. Two for one.
Prince Eric is Spider-Man?
From the 90s.
That's his designation, Spider-Man from the 90s.
That's what his card says. Prince Eric? It's like a like Prince Eric is Spider-Man from the 90s?
Marvel Universe 1990.
You may know me as Prince Eric, but you might also know me as Spider-Man. Spider-Man.
Is Spider-Pig there?
Oh, yeah. But
not
is it?
Not Spider-Ham.
No, Spider-Pig
from
the
Simpsons
movie.
Exactly.
Yeah,
yes.
Most definitely. Most Dance definitely.
We're of that age where we remember that point in middle school where just every, like, boy was walking around singing Spider-Pig basically nonstop.
I had it as a ringtone, I'm pretty sure. I Bluetooth for it.
Had to turn on the Bluetooth to get it from my friend. My friend had to turn the Bluetooth on his Razor to send it.
Yeah. Such a chaotic process, but worth it in the end. Because you got Spider-Pig. I think J. Jonah Jameson is Spider-Man once again. Yeah, I mean, we love it. He's got to be one of them as well.
Oh, just J. Jonah Spidey?
J. Jonah Spidey, yeah.
Spideyson? J. Jonah Spideyson?
I like it. And it makes it even more conflicting because his son is in the Sinister Six.
Mm-hmm.
His son, the astronaut.
Yeah.
That is.
Obviously.
So, okay.
Does he have a non-astronaut son?
Definitely not. He's supposed to be an astronaut. My son, the astronaut. He was destined for space.
How does his son, the astronaut, coexist, I wonder, with, like, the Guardians of the Galaxy? Like, how does it feel to be, like, a normal-ass Earth astronaut in a world where people are just zipping around the universe around you? It's like, oh my gosh, oh, all this respect, he's this great national hero, he's an astronaut. And then Star-Lord just, like, drops down like, what's up? And it's like, oh yeah, and look, actual aliens, and oh, look, oh, Iron Man just flew away into the cosmos. Shit.
I imagine it's a lot of, do you know who my father is? Everyone's like, no, because this is space. There's no Daily Bugle up here, my friend.
I mean, I don't know, man. He's on the in the new universe. He's like InfoWars style, right?
Right. Yeah.
He's broadcasting directly out there. He's probably hitting all these people, and they're like, that guy.
Yeah.
Oh, that guy's crazy.
That makes me wonder what happened to Alex Jones if J. Jonah Jameson took over Info, basically has this InfoWars.
I think J. Jonah Jameson might just be the Alex Jones.
He
of their
absorbed
world.
Alex Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's good. I like that. So, okay, imagine if we want emo Spidey, and we have just evil Spidey, maybe evil Spidey is a MacGuffin for emo Spidey to come in.
Okay.
I think that's good. So
waiting for MacGuffin.
Yeah, that's good. That's Spider-Man waiting for MacGuffin. That's good.
It's a good title. They're still working on the title. They pitched a few different ones at us.
I mean, believe it or not, I think, you know, Prince Eric is Spider-Man from the 90s is kind of the working title. It's a little too long for the poster, but...
It's true. It does help that they're putting, like, 90s with the numbers, not the word.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it does just kind of help tighten that up a little bit.
That's his character. He is listed as that, like, that's his character name, though, in the credits, is Prince Eric is Spider-Man from the 90s. Let's see.
The original Spider-Man from the 90s, not the one that happened at the end of the 90s where he went to the future, which I think was a sequel to the same, like, series.
The one on MTV? No, that's a different one.
No, I think it was still on Fox Kids.
Oh, okay.
I think it was still on Fox Kids, and it came out after the, you know, Spider-Man the Animated Series. I think it was, like, a direct continuation. And he's fighting a symbiote or something, and, like, they're chasing a symbiote and ends up getting stuck on the rocket and getting sent on, like, a one-way mission off to some other planet or something. And he's, like, in space and gets a new costume, and it didn't last very long. It was weird.
Doesn't sound promising.
Yeah, it was strange, as I recall. I watched a little bit of it, but that it came out, like, 98, 99. Point being, not that one. Although, yeah. Actually, now that I say it, that would be an interesting character to maybe give, like, a redemption arc.
Yeah.
Like, to bring back in. Because, like, you know, 90s cartoon Spider-Man, he's pretty cut and dry, standard Spidey, you know? Mm. He doesn't have any, like, he doesn't have any interesting quirks about him or anything. Whereas if we bring in, you know, this weird Spidey that kind of has gotten some flack for his adventures in the universe rather than in New York, I don't know, maybe it would add some variety. It could be fun.
He fits in well with Andrew Garfield's Spider-Man, who also got a lot of flack. Let's see.
What do you think the conversation's going to be like between Tobey Maguire and the other Spider-Men when they're all like, when, like, Andrew Garfield and Tom Holland are, like, comparing web shooters and, like, talking about stuff, and he's like, you guys have web shooters?
This stuff has been clogged up. They don't have ointment for this.
Oh, God, can you imagine getting clogged up?
Yeah, and, like it just speeds up the process of arthritis, I'm sure, having to...
Like, whip his wrists like that all the time? I mean, probably... I feel like it can't hurt him as bad as the other two. We don't ever talk about, like, the serious, like, carpal tunnel in the wrist that must be going on. He's pressing buttons all the time right there.
Just, oh, yeah. And, like, Tobey Maguire doesn't have a button to push. He's
just
pushing
just
a
like
muscle.
The move. Like... Yeah. So, I mean, probably not great on him either. Like... What does the biology of that look like? Like, what's going on in his
wrists?
Yeah,
like, when he got bit by that spider, did he just, like, somehow develop, like, a vein or something, like, just overnight? Like, his body just completely rewired
itself?
Just,
like, made a whole new organ in there. Is it, like, concentrated right there in the wrist? Like, is it just spinning, like, being made from proteins directly in his wrist? Just, like, spin. Out immediately as quick as he can do, or does he have it stored up, and then can he run out? Does he have to regenerate sometimes?
Well, see, he can run out though, because in Spider-Man 2, he literally just stops. He just has no web. He's in midair and he's just like, what? And then falls.
Isn't that like a whole thing where it's like he's doubting himself, so his powers are
it was this
out?
Like Spider-Man No More arc essentially where he gives up being Spider-Man. So I mean, I guess like lack of confidence.
Mental block,
yeah.
But I'm just trying to see...
But the biology
of it. Yeah, is it little, like, weird, like, spinner organs in his wrist? Or does he have, like... Or is it, like, a Naruto chakra situation? Where it's, like, spinning in his belly?
Yeah.
And then he has, like veins, like you said, that come from there out up to his wrists?
That's
and he's got,
cool.
like, a finite
like
amount in there? That if he gets down to, like, the end of it, he's got to, like, rest and, like, rebuild up web?
That seems the most logical.
Yeah, I feel like an organ in each wrist seems weird.
Because mine was just a spider and a wheel.
He's just got spiders that live in his wrist. Oh, no, I don't make these.
It's my spiders.
It's got spiders on, like, reins. So when he, like, pushes his fingers down, he's, like, pulling the reins.
Hey, I don't pay you to sit around. You don't pay us at all.
I give you plenty of flies. That was probably the weirdest thing we saw in the trailer was the spiders in his wrists.
Uh-huh, and like his fascination with having to gather up flies.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But it's interesting because with the somewhat Sinister Six, they all have beef with Spider-Man.
And weirdly, the last member of the Sinister Six, and I didn't see this coming, it was a big reveal in the mm-hmm. trailer, was the nemesis to this version of Spider-Man, you know, with his pet spiders. Jeff Goldblum's the Fly.
Oh my gosh, yes. You have the human spider, now you got the Fly.
The Fly.
Oh no, better get away.
I forget everything else. I just want to talk about the Fly versus Spider-Man.
I love that. That's wonderful. The one thing I do want to add is just like the ultimate like reveal of like the Sinister Six lining mm-hmm, up, mm-hmm. and you just have Flash Thompson, and they're all saying, you know, their little quote like "Boonsaw is ready," and Parker, deliver the pizzas, and then you have Flash. He's like,
"I wouldn't want to fight me either."
Yeah, just no context. I wouldn't want to fight me either. Anyway,
it's just a PS2 like select your fighter screen. The Sinister Six. Vulture.
Bruce Campbell, I'm afraid I can't let you enter. The blaze already started.
Bonesaw is ready. Flash Thompson, I wouldn't want to fight me either.
Maybe Bonesaw, they only had like 5 seconds to record their dialogue, so it's just like, Bone! Because you know Macho Man, he like draws everything out. Or Bonesaw is... And it just cuts off.
Man, and Bonesaw's like entrance, you know, when Spider-Man's just like wailing on like Doc Ock, they're fighting, it's this big epic, and then like battle, Spider-Man's clearly winning, mm-hmm. and then just, what's this? Elbow drop from off the ropes. Bonesaw, bah! Spider-Man's down. I think Bonesaw is to Spider-Man what Bane is to Batman.
Most definitely. Yeah, the fear of getting your back broken constantly, or just being bone-sawed by Bonesaw.
If there's anyone listening to this with any amount of like drawing ability, please, for the love of God, I want a picture of Randy Savage baning Spider-Man.
We still have yet to receive our Fred Lucas fan art, so get on it. You have two assignments now. This is one thing, this is a little tag, or a little, you know, they mm-hmm. tagged it on at the very end. Mm-hmm. They're kind of setting up that, you know, Bonesaw may end up in some turmoil against all these Spider-Men, you know. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And you just see, like, a gun being, you know, cocked. It's Bonesaw's husband. The infamous joke that Spider-Man made in the first movie of, oh, that's a nice outfit, did your husband buy it for you? Mm-hmm. Well, his husband's out for revenge because someone's harmed Bonesaw.
How dare you
insist. And Mr. Bonesaw will not have it.
I mean, what are the chances we could get Hulk Hogan to play Bonesaw's husband?
I would love that.
I mean, I think he might be too homophobic.
Probably, unfortunately.
Or too big a piece of shit. One or the other, or, well, I mean,
both. Macho Man might actually have been homophobic.
I don't know. Maybe.
Who knows?
I mean, did he like the song Macho Man?
No, because he established his own music career.
That's true.
So he could...
And you should go listen to our episode about that, too.
Absolutely.
You're right. I bet Ric Flair would do it.
Ric Flair is desperate for some work, yeah. Most definitely. Mm-hmm. We're running out of, like, old school wrestlers. I mean, Stone Cold. Oh, Stone Cold would
Yeah,
do
the
it.
Thing is now the... Now Stone Cold is an old school wrestler at this point.
Yeah.
It's like, oh man, he was, what, 10, 15 years after those guys?
It's crazy.
Or I mean, by the time he got big.
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't follow wrestling that much.
Yeah, no. I'm not one to even spout off facts about wrestling.
Hey, some of the WWE games in the like mid-2000s were pretty good.
They were fun.
Like,
they were.
SmackDown versus Raw. Like,
oh, yeah.
You know how many WWE games I just recreated Goku in?
Dude, honestly, that's what's worth playing. That's why it's worth to play these
the
new
character
ones.
Creations.
The character creation. Mm-hmm. Monster mm-hmm. Factory taught me that.
It's true. It's the only thing worth it in this.
Yeah.
We should probably go take a quick ad break, huh?
Let's swing on in to the ad break. Pew, pew.
Fly.
Go ahead, go. Hey guys, it's Tyler. Just wanted to interrupt your ad break very briefly to talk to you about something. So shortly after we recorded this episode you're listening to right now, our theater, The Green Room, was broken into, and things of significant value were taken from us, things that are needed for building sets, for productions, you know, some electronics and stuff, all taken from us. So we just wanted to reach out and ask, you know,
if you're wanting to support us in this time, maybe you've already heard about this. Obviously, we're not begging for money or anything. We know that these are tough times. But if you want to support us in any way through this very challenging time right now, consider just listening to all of our episodes of Alderaan. You know, past episodes. If you want to check out Nostalgic Colored Glasses, another podcast that we have through our company, check that out. It's a great show. Or, you know, watch some of the productions we have available on DisappearingPants.com. If you've considered becoming a patron, now is a great time. That's just, you know, little things that will help us right now. Obviously, we're not going to ask for people to just give us money. You know, that may be something we look into in the future of doing, you know, a GoFundMe, because this was a lot of important things. But we just want to kind of reach out and say, hey, you know, thank you for all the kind words. Thank you for sharing posts on social media about what has happened to us. We greatly appreciate it. Thank you for your continued support. So just consider that. Share with your friends. Now is a great time to, you know, let other people know about these podcasts and our shows that are available online. That's the best way to support us right now. So thank you, and let you get back to the ad break. See ya.
Thank you for listening to our ad break.
You know, you mentioned cars earlier, and I feel like I need to not go off on a tangent here, but I know you're...
A little bit of a tangent.
A little bit of a tangent. I know you're a big Joe Cochran fan. You're definitely a fan of his version Life is a Highway, the original.
Oh, for sure.
The original. I gotta say, I had to listen to that version a lot when I was working at Barnes & Noble these past few weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
And I gotta say, I think that Rascal Flatts has the superior version. I don't know, there's just something about it.
I'll be honest, I haven't listened to the Rascal Flatts version in a long time, so I don't know if I'm entirely qualified to comment on this, because I've solely listened to Tom Cochran since the last time I watched Cars.
In his defense, he is one man. Rascal Flatts is like, what, three or four guys?
I mean, that's true.
He is kind of at a disadvantage here. He has the brotherhood of Rascal Flatts against him. Or it's at true. Least that one lead singer that has the frosted tips.
Oh, yeah, because Guy Fieri is the lead singer of Rascal Flatts.
Yes. When he's not singing about Flavortown, he's talking about how life is a highway to get to Flavortown.
Yeah. I'm just kidding. I know that Guy Fieri's not the lead singer of Rascal Flatts.
Don't come at us, Steven.
The lead singer of Rascal Flatts, as we all know, is the same lead singer from Smash Mouth.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's funny.
And that's a hill I'll die on.
That's... They're just the same. It's the same image. Okay, anyway. I'm done with that. I just wanted to bring it up, because every time I heard it, all I could think of was you going, this is the best version of this song. I was like, I cannot wait to battle you with this.
I prefer the Tom Cochran version, but, you know, I was a proto-hipster in high school. I was having this conversation with my nephew the other day. It was before hipster culture really hit, you know? But I was that little shit that was too cool for anything that was popular.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
You know how it was. There were too many like hip hop songs and things that like I talked mad shit about back in high school that now I'm like, man, this slaps. Like, why did I talk such shit about Low? That song's a banger.
Like, it was until I saw it in a Kroger commercial that I was like, this song. I don't know anymore. I don't know.
I don't know if I can do this anymore.
Well, speaking of...
Oh, yeah.
I guess what's popular versus what's good. Mm-hmm. Space Jam 2.
I still didn't watch it.
It's okay. It's probably better that you didn't.
I get the idea.
But based on what you brought to the table last episode, that, you know, your sister had the hottest take, the freshest take that Space Jam 2 is better than the original.
Oh, no. She didn't like Space Jam 2 either.
Oh.
She said it was... I think she said it was worse than the original, but she said the original wasn't good.
Okay, well, that at least justifies this. She's saying that the original Space Jam wasn't good, all right?
Yeah, which is
Ignore the fact that she also said Space Jam 2 isn't good, because that takes away from me dissing Space Jam 2 right now. But...
I mean, didn't Cody say Space Jam 2 was good?
He watched it on his phone between performances that day. I didn't actually get a full review from him. I, for one, did not enjoy it, though.
I mean, I heard a rumor that Steven thought it was the best movie ever made.
He probably heard right. He tends to find the good in everything.
He's a beautiful soul.
But let me tell you, there's no good in this. All right, there is a little bit of good, but there's a lot of not good.
I mean, there's got to be some good. Alexis from Schitt's Creek is in it as one of the characters in the crowd.
Really,
daughter from Schitt's Creek, or so I've heard. I've not seen it. This is what I've heard.
Huh. Well, that helps a little bit.
Also, Voldemort's there.
Voldemort is there. It's all the Warner Brothers properties.
Uh-huh.
And Harry Potter is Warner Brothers.
It seems like, from the descriptions I've heard, it seems like there are a lot of war criminals there.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of really evil people who I'm kind of... It kind of upsets me that I'm like, they're allowed to just, like, run about and, like, mingle with the Looney Tunes?
No consequences here at all?
Yeah. Like, Wizard Hitler can just walk into, like, Bugs' town...
Yeah,
like just, this is the and world you're
enjoy,
running,
and just enjoy a basketball game at his own luxury. He doesn't kill them.
Yeah, no. He's got a problem with Muggleborns. Doesn't give a shit about talking rabbits.
Ah, I've taken a break from genocide. I just want to watch a good game.
Right, like, okay. Wild. No
Bellatrix scored me some front row seats, courtside seats. You know, right. Who am I to turn that down?
Right. You know, at least Disney. At least Disney had the decency to imprison all of their villains on an island.
Yes.
I mean, I assume that's, like, canon across Disney. I don't know. My kid's been watching Descendants a lot recently.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's what you're talking about.
Also, weird cross-connection there. One of the hockey players, Riley from Letterkenny, is in Descendants?
Oh, what? I knew he was in the Mighty Ducks show.
Is he really?
Yeah, that's weird. He's the coach of, like, the Mighty Ducks, which are the bad guys.
One. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, the longer blonde hair.
Yeah.
I think it's Riley.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, he's in Disney's Descendants as the son of Gaston.
That makes sense. But you know what?
Just
Jonesy actually seems like a better casting choice for that role.
That's fair. Yeah.
Because he has like the, you know, I don't know. He looks more like Gaston than who did Gaston fuck?
This is now the deep dive. Honestly, I don't know that I've no. Hold on, Steven, who did Gaston procreate with in Disney's Descendants?
I swear to God, if it was the duster from the house.
Oh man, I have such shitty internet signal. Come on, load. Curse you, phone.
We'll keep working on.
We'll come
that.
Back on this because I need to know who Gaston boned.
Yeah, me
Gaston
too.
Boned.
Who Gaston boned? Okay, so let me just rag on Space Jam 2 for a second.
Sorry, that's what we were talking about.
Here's the thing, okay? Here's why this is not a better movie than the original. Okay, you can't just load the movie with Warner Brothers properties to make up for how lackluster the film is.
Mm-hmm,
okay?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All right. Secondly, I'm aware that this film was not for us. Mm-hmm. Like, the kids who grew up with OG Space Jam, okay? I get it. If I want to come on and slam, then I'll turn on the original Space Jam. I did not mean for that to rhyme, but I'm very proud of it.
But they didn't make it for kids, really, either.
No.
A lot of, like, the references and, like, stuff throughout it were kind of aimed at us.
Yeah.
But then it's like they couldn't decide if they were aiming it at the parents or the kids.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen a couple clips, and I've heard a lot about it, and this seems to be the case.
Yeah. But where that all leads me to is let's just make a better sequel. Let's just make a better Space Jam sequel. The one that it deserves. I wish we had Logan on the show. Because Logan actually did develop a proper sequel for Space Jam. And I want to get him on the show and I want to get that information out of him. Until then, we'll just have to work with what we got. Us.
I mean, even if we can't get him on the show, we should just make him record the pitch. Yeah. And we'll play it on the show and comment on it.
It might be long enough that it might just suffice as an episode.
It's Logan, so it's, you never know.
Yeah.
I mean, jokes aside, a better sequel to Space Jam was in the works under the title of Skate Jam featuring Tony Hawk.
Yes.
And I just want to say like that movie would have fucking rocked.
It just sounds like it was supposed to be another Tony Hawk game. Skate Jam.
I mean,
I know they have Downhill Jam. But.
Oh, man, that'd have been such a good, like, game tie-in.
Yeah.
Like, oh, man, Tony Hawk in Skate Jam. They gotta, like, save the, you know, whole tune verse or whatever in a skate competition, like Brink style.
Oh.
Like, come on.
Yes.
They could have even... Oh, wait, no.
The new Space Jam theme would have just been, like, ska. Come on, slam.
Welcome to the jam.
It's Skate Jam.
Oscar Isaac performs. Just quick reminder that he was in a ska band.
Oh, that's amazing.
Never Five Git.
Damn, you're throwing all the facts at me today.
Have we not talked about the fact that Poe Dameron was in a ska band
no,
before?
No, we haven't.
Oh, man. I swear I thought we just did like a whole episode on that.
Well, cause... keep that on the back burner because that's another topic as well. Has your info loaded yet?
No.
Okay.
I do realize that, and I can't fix it until it finishes loading, but I did type Gaston Descrendeners. So it might...
Google can figure that out.
Yeah, like it's just Descrendenrs. Like, that's close enough. I got most of the letters right.
Oh, Google Descendants, or Gaston Descendants.
Yeah. Obviously.
Here's some Gaston fucks.
We're Google. We know your internet history, and we know your daughter's been watching this nonstop for like 3 months, yeah. So...
It's going to be like, a better question is, who has Gaston not fucked?
That's true.
It's not going to give you the direct answer. It's just going to give you...
The better question is, like, which one of Gaston's many lovers was the mother of Riley?
Right.
And now in my headcanon, Riley is just the son of Gaston. He left from, like, you know, the weird, like, pirate crew he was in and moved to Letterkenny and learned to play hockey.
Yes.
Do you think there's a fan fiction about that?
Probably.
I bet Jade. There's a Letterkenny Descendants fan fiction.
Jade.
And if there's not, Jade, write it.
Write it, yeah. Or find it, you know, whatever.
Our official fanfiction correspondent.
You're off the Friends one. Let's find the...
Let's find the Letterkenny Descendants crossovers.
Yeah, I know it's out there. Okay,
Space Jam 2, though.
Here's my initial pitch. Add to it, revise it as you will. Okay, Toon World has been invaded mm-hmm. and is on the verge of annihilation. So it's up to the Looney Tunes and insert NBA player here. We'll just say Shaq.
Shaq would definitely do it.
Yeah.
And he's got a film career, and he's so damn charming,
mm-hmm.
just so likable. I mean,
call him while he's with the general for one of those commercials. He's like, "Oh, I'm sorry, General, I have to take this."
Shaq calls in the general to save the day later. Like, there's the aliens start to like attack or something. General comes in.
What if I offered you guys to get online, come to the general, and save some time?
Hey, maybe I know why we're all upset here. Are you paying too much? Insurance, aliens, and the general is also going to be voiced by Alex Jones. And they're like, oh, you know what? We never thought of that.
What if I told you I'm going to give you better insurance?
Great low rates. You can get online. Come to the general. It's me. Save some time.
Right, come on. Let's see what we can do for you guys.
You know, I think, you know what would have been a bold approach to take in Space Jam 2 that I fully would have appreciated? I think every, like, basically every millennial.
Mm-hmm.
Would have been so on board for this. So we don't... It's not the Looney Tunes. The Looney Tunes have been captured.
Oh.
Tiny Tunes.
Ooh, that's good.
Space
that's
Jam good. 2, legacy sequel, Tiny Tunes.
Okay, I like that.
We got Buster and Babs? Is that Babs? Buster and Babs?
Yeah.
It's been so long since I've seen the Tiny Tunes.
Which makes it even funnier because Shaq is so tall and they're so tiny. So they can't even get the ball to him.
It all comes down to like Shaq having to make a free throw.
And I mean, there's a lot at stake here. Let me just explain who the aliens are coming from. Marvin the Martian. He's turned on his friends and also a squad of professional basketball players.
What's this? Revealed at the end, he's been possessed by this Venom symbiote.
Oh, snap.
No, wait, no, Sony's got them.
Hmm. Voldemort.
Plot twist, it was Voldemort the whole time.
What can I say? I love basketball. We don't have it in the wizarding world. We just have broomsticks.
Stupid Quidditch. Trying to do five things at once. I can't handle it. Just give me a ball and a hoop.
So usually it's you know, a skate competition or a basketball game.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This is just a good old game of horse. And lo and behold, there is... a good celebrity cameo in this one, okay?
Okay.
Space Jam 2, the actual Space Jam 2, they squandered this, okay? It was a funny little fake out, whatever, but they squandered it, okay? So...
Oh, are you talking about the wrong Michael Jordan?
Yeah. I mean, it's like, but really, where's the cameo, you know? So,
It's the real reason they couldn't get real Michael Jordan in it? It's because he's contractually obligated in every appearance to be wearing Hanes. And they're like, we can't have you in your underwear on a kid's movie, Mr. Jordan.
How am I going to make money? You're in your underwear and you're wearing Air Jordans, okay? Yeah. What do you think? And you're wearing your original Chicago Bulls jersey? It still hasn't been washed.
Not even, it's wearing his Tar Heels jersey.
Yes. Well, this cameo is good, okay?
Okay.
Because
okay.
It's Warner, it's okay, assume, okay, Warner Brothers properties aside, whatever. Here's a Warner Brothers property that they didn't use in the actual Space Jam sequel. Mr. Will Smith.
As Will Smith?
As Will Smith, but along with every character. I mean, they bring in Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
It took me a minute to catch what you meant. I was like, just Will Smith?
And I mean,
I was
him
like,
too.
He is the celebrity. Character, he is Will.
He's the celebrity cameo. Will Smith is. But then he also has his collection of characters with him, including
Hey, yo,
Will.
Carlton.
He's the ball guy. He's like, here's your basketball, sir.
Uncle Phil is the, like, referee. Oh.
R.I.P. The ghost of Uncle Phil.
Deepfake.
Deepfake, yeah.
Which deepfake Uncle Phil?
But that is why this is called Space Jam 2, Getting Jiggy With It.
Mm. Does Warner Brothers own the Golden Girls?
They might. Steven.
Steven. Because I would just like the Golden Girls up somewhere, like, Statler and Waldorf style. You know, just
yes.
commentating and
they're,
talking
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, they are the...
They're just doing the commentary.
Right.
Oh, yes. If basketball was commentated by the Golden Girls, I would still watch it.
Touchstone.
Oh.
Damn it.
Drats. Oh. Well, you know, one day.
One day.
Well, one day it'll probably just be Disney.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
I heard a rumor yesterday that Disney was considering buying Sony to get the Spider-Man rights.
I mean, why not?
And I was just like, that is just like the most... It's like, that could just be bullshit. It's likely just bullshit. But that is the, like, biggest Disney energy, though.
Mm-hmm.
Just like... Well, you won't work with us. We'll just buy your company to get this one thing we want.
If Bruce Wayne were a company.
Yeah. I mean, he is, kind of. I mean, Wayne Enterprise.
Yeah.
I am Wayne Enterprises.
That's wonderful. That is it. That is Space Jam 2, Getting Jiggy With It. Will Smith saves the day.
I love it.
Toon World gets saved.
Although, if it were Will Smith as the Fresh Prince, that's good. Will Smith as Men in Black, Will Smith, also good.
Just makes the aliens forget.
Right, like, that. We get to the end of it, and the aliens have won, and are about to take everything over, and then just, like,
great twist.
One of them blows up, and the Tiny Toons are all like, whoa!
He's actually, also, while you guys are here, I just need to go ahead and take you guys
in. Hey, can everybody just look right here real quick? Just focus right here.
And then he just goes into, here come the Men in Black.
Bounce with me, just bounce with me. Come on, make your neck work. Now freeze.
It just turns into a Will Smith appreciation film. It's not even about basketball anymore, and it's sure as hell not about the Tiny Toons.
It's at like the 35-minute mark that this happens.
Yeah.
And then the rest of it is just like Will Smith just like doing songs and like dancing.
Shaq's like, why am I only have 15 pages of this script?
Oh, Shaq.
That's where your time ends.
Or maybe we just cut Shaq entirely.
Mm.
Maybe they choose Will Smith to be their basketball representative.
They have tryouts. They have like Charles Barkley.
Tiny Toons can't even think of any basketball players. They just see the intro to Fresh Prince and are like, he plays basketball.
He made that shot.
He's the greatest basketball player I've ever seen. We must find this Will Smith.
Guys, we got it.
We're saved!
And so that's when Shaq joins the other team.
I mean, to be fair, if they really wanted the best basketball player, we know who they should have gotten. Jesse McCartney.
Oh, shit.
Or not Jesse McCartney, excuse me. I lied. Aaron Carter.
I was going to say Troy Bolton.
No, Aaron Carter. He's the one who dunked on Shaq, right?
Oh, shit, he is.
The whole fucking song about the time I dunked on Shaq.
Yeah, Shaq is actually still traumatized from that.
That's why he retired.
Yeah.
I have such a hard time in my brain keeping Aaron Carter and Jesse McCartney straight.
Oh, man, Aaron Carter is a fighter now and got the shit beat out of him. So that's the legacy he left for himself.
And Jesse McCartney is very open about his foot fetish now.
And just still
like I mean,
going around singing the same four songs.
And one of them's called Beautiful Soul.
Yeah.
Which I... Now that he's so open about said foot fetish, I cannot hear that song.
Yeah,
that's like, weird. Don't get me wrong, like, you know, no kink shaming, like, do whatever, but, like, he's just weirdly open about it.
That makes it even better that he came to SFA and played at homecoming.
Oh, I know. We were right across the street.
Just listening.
I could, it was one of those where I could hear that there was a concert happening, but not anything of it. Mm-hmm. Because I was like, why on earth would I go mingle with classmates to see Jesse McCartney?
Yeah. Honestly, though.
In 2017, 18?
Yeah.
Like, maybe if this was 2009, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
But it's not.
And probably not, because in 2009, I was too busy being like, no, I don't like popular things, as yeah, mentioned right. earlier.
Yes, of course. Of course. Okay, well, we've gandered on about that enough. Let's still do some random facts. All right, I'm just going to go into it. The ancient Romans used to drop a piece of toast in their wine for good health. That's where we get the toast.
I think I've heard this before. That
it's not bad.
My Does the bread's got to get soggy?
Oh, most definitely.
Do you drink the bread? Do you leave the bread in your wine? Do you pick the bread out and eat it?
That's how they like. It's like a rite of passage. They take the soggy bread and that's soaked in wine, and they give it to their child.
Oh,
and they're like. Now you will become a man.
You're now a true Italian. You've eaten carbs soaked in wine. Welcome to Italy.
Cheers. Here we go. I love this one. Some cats are allergic to people. And I put amen. It's true. Some?
So how did we test this? I mean, I assume they probably just put a bunch of cats in a room with people.
Yeah. It was at the point where the guy was like, get me out of here, the cat has a gun. He says he's allergic to me.
Cat's meowing.
Rappy pin! Rappy pin!
Some are more allergic
than
others.
Shakes up an inhaler.
Some are just more allergic than others, I guess.
Meow mix! Meow mix! Fancy, fancy feast. Find your happy place! Find your happy place!
Okay, this one's good. All right, you mentioned Smash Mouth earlier. It's actually so funny that you did that.
I mean, I don't think a day goes by that I don't mention Smash Mouth, but go on.
Honestly. Well, Smash Mouth said it best. We are all stars. Okay, technically we're all made of stardust, but that's still pretty cool.
The movie with Charlie Cox?
Yes. We're all just a little bit of that film.
That they expected that movie to do so well. And it didn't, so they had all those leftover DVDs, and they had to do something with it. So, you know.
When you're born, you're inserted with a copy of Stardust.
When the Matrix was implemented, after the fall of civilization, when the machines took over, they needed a large, uniform batch of information storage to back up all, like, the human profiles on. Mm-hmm. And lo and behold, there were a lot of unsold copies of Stardust.
We gotta get rid of these copies.
So that's really what they mean when they say we're all stardust, is that we're living in a simulation, and all of our consciousnesses have been downloaded onto burned copies of Stardust, starring Charlie Cox and Michelle Pfeiffer and Robert De Niro.
You're welcome.
So if you ever see Robert De Niro unexpectedly, especially in drag, it's, don't worry, it's okay. Just like the DVD's ghosting and you're getting some residual feedback.
Yeah,
it's
you fun. Might have had some weird flashbacks in your mind, and that's mm-hmm. just because mm-hmm. there's pieces of the movie that are showing up in your
yeah some brain. Sometimes, you know, towards, you know, like the end of a cycle, they just, it has trouble overriding the data, you know.
Yeah,
it's normal machine overlord stuff.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's gonna do it for us. We have bent your ear long enough.
Wait, I don't think I let you finish the fact. We shared 97% of the same kind of atoms as stars?
Yes.
That's interesting.
I didn't know if that part was really important anymore. None of you know this, but the power just went out.
Yeah, for just like a hot second. So we should probably wrap up. And,
so yeah, we're going to wrap up now. That's the universe telling us, hey, you're talking about stars? That stuff you shouldn't know. The Stardust thing, you can't know about that.
Can't know that. Shh.
Thank you guys for listening. This has been another one. Check us out on social media. We're all over it. Join our Patreon. Thank you to our patrons who continue to support us.
Yes, go to, you can check out disappearingpants.com, exactly how it sounds. Mm-hmm. There, that's our host company's page. There you can find links to our live shows, when we're selling tickets for stuff, you know, links for that will be there. Some of our digital content, or all of our digital content, you can find links to there, as well as links to our Patreon, where you can get early access to episodes, free tickets to live shows, a free digital print of, like, our logo, all sorts of fun stuff. Also to our PayPal, if you want to just make, like, a, you know, one-time donation or something. Like, that's cool, too.
Yeah.
Point being, disappearingpants.com has all that fun info. Please check it out.
Yeah, and make sure you check out our most recent episode, Brendan Fraser is the Center of the Universe.
Mm-hmm.
Not the center of the Earth, the center of the universe. And our most recent compilation that we did. You know, just check out our whole catalog if you want. And leave us a review.
I mean, specifically, if you need a little background for a lot of the Randy Savage stuff we were talking about earlier, check out Macho Man Gonna Give It To You and the Quarantine Justice League.
It's very fitting now.
Great episode.
Yeah.
Check that one out. Give some background on weird stuff we say all the time.
I highly recommend, because I do want to do another episode about actors and their musical careers, because I feel like we didn't cover all of them.
Oh, no, certainly not. We've touched on Jeremy Renner and Randy Savage, but... Yeah.
Briefly, Kevin Costner, which that kind of made me want to do another one about.
So. Oh, Kevin Costner, yeah. And we need to talk about Oscar Isaac's ska career.
Yes, please.
There's a lot to check out. But yeah, and like Tyler said, make sure that you subscribe and like, share, review, tell your friends.
All of it.
Make them check out that compilation episode. Get an idea of what we're all about.
Yes, we like to have fun here. All right, so long, friends.
Farewell.
Stay safe out there.
And thanks for all the fish.
Thwip.
This is a Disappearing Pants production.
Embrace the ridiculous!